Message number 107. Message to priests, bishops and cardinals about false prophet. Tuesday, June 7, 2011 at 15:50. My dearly beloved daughter, you have suffered because the deceiver is tormenting you. You must pray hard to resist his attacks on you. Place all your trust in me and then let me deal with these. Instead, you are getting upset when you must offer this suffering to me with joy in your heart. If you keep reminding yourself that it is because you are in union with me that these sufferings come about and that you are truly blessed as a chosen soul, then you will feel differently. Many of my followers are now beginning to realize what is happening in the world, and through the graces of the Holy Spirit they are rising to the challenge of defending my word. This army of the faithful will become stronger now and will fearlessly lead sinners towards salvation. My holy vicar Pope Benedict needs your prayers. Pray for him daily, for he needs protection on every level to take him through the torment that lies ahead. It is important that my followers keep alert to any new pope that may come forward, for he will not be from God. Please urge all my sacred servants to prepare for the terrible challenges, the most daunting they will ever have to face in their ministry. It will take great courage to stand up to the truth of my teachings. So many of my sacred servants are blind to the promises I made when I said I would come again. When did they think this would be? So used are they to reciting my teachings that they have forgotten that they may witness these events at any time and perhaps even in their own lifetime. For this is one of the greatest challenges today. If I sent prophets into the world thousands of years ago, then of course I will send them again in the period to prepare the world for when I will come again. Wake up to the lessons you teach your congregation. Realize that it is I who speaks to you now. Many will come in my name, but few will speak the truth. This message comes from me, your divine Savior. Pray for the discernment to recognize my true voice when it is given to you. Open your hearts now and listen to what I have to tell you. The time has come to inform you that the prophecies contained in the book of Revelation are about to unfold before your eyes. You, my beloved servants, must fight with bravery through your love for me against the obstacles placed by the deceiver that will challenge you to the end of your endurance. You must acknowledge that the false prophet is about to seduce you, charm you, convince you that he represents the truth. You must now show your allegiance to me and my eternal Father. Please do not despair. For although these events will frighten you and disturb you, your allegiance and loyalty must be to me. For the first time in your ministry, your faith will be truly tested now. The Church of Peter is my church. But when the keys are handed back to God the Father, which they will be now, the church becomes part of my kingdom. I am the truth. Follow the truth at all times. Pray to me now for the graces required to ensure you will rise above the deceit of Satan in time. Otherwise, the false prophet will ensnare my beloved children through his charismatic, harmful ways, the ways of the deceiver with whom he is entangled. Satan will not win over my church if my servants are alert to the deceit and see it for what it is. A diabolical life from which, if you become involved and swear allegiance to this new abomination, there will be no return. Hear me now. Turn to me for guidance and the special graces required to lead my flock back to me and my Heavenly Father. For when you do, I will bestow such graces that it will not be long before you will find the strength to defend my word at all costs. I love you all and yearn for your support during these end times. Jesus Christ.